their death last year shocked the world. On November the 2nd, Justin Dupont and Claude Verlon were abducted and killed in Mali while trying to do their job. But even more shocking is that the same scenario keeps happening again. The number of journalists being killed is on the rise, but so too is impunity for those responsible. A new report by the US-based Committee to Protect Journalists reveals that 90% of murder cases remain unsolved. Elizabeth Witchell, impunity consultant at the CPJ.
The suspects appear to be people who are of power and influence in their societies. They're either actual government officials themselves, maybe within the police force, within the local political system. Some are military officials, and because of the positions they hold, they can enjoy a certain amount of immunity from prosecution.
In the murder investigation of Ghislaine and Claude, it's still unclear what exactly happened or who their killers are. For their friends and family in Paris, the frustration is palpable. Marie-Solange Dupont, Ghislaine's mother.
President Hollande told me that she died for her country. Foreign Minister Laurent Fabius told me the same thing, and that they would do everything in their power to establish the truth. But we're still waiting. There are a lot of grey areas. Why is that?
Many unanswered questions that highlight the difficulty of investigating in a conflict zone like Mali. Despite new assurances by France's foreign minister to do more and the fresh appointment of anti-terror judge Mark Chevedik, challenges remain. Daniel Bernfeld, the lawyer for Claude Verlon's family.
When you see the crackdown against anyone who tries to speak, you realize it's very difficult getting information in a place like Mali and that it will take time. It's only when politicians support prosecutors investigating abroad will we get faster results.
Covering conflicts has become increasingly dangerous for media professionals. Where before the word press was worn as a protective measure, now it's seen as a target. The UN has condemned attacks on journalists in war zones and in 2006 passed a resolution to better protect them. But for the NGO Reporters Without Borders in France, it's not working. Alain Le Goulac, its president.
D'une part, il y a des autorités qui sont capables de dire oui, je signe.
On the one hand, you have governments who say they'll abide by the resolution, but in reality they have no control over their country. A perfect example is the Assad regime in Syria. The other problem is that certain governments are actually complicit in the murder of journalists.
Most of them aren't killed in conflict zones, but at home reporting on issues like corruption, crime or politics. Killing journalists means killing the message. And the impact, says Guy Berger, who runs Press Freedom at UNESCO, is a climate of intimidation.
You can imagine if women are experiencing domestic abuse, do they speak, do they tell somebody? If they see a woman journalist who's killed, what is the message? It says just keep quiet because it's dangerous to speak. On the other hand, if you can show that there's justice for journalists who are being attacked, you can strengthen the society to speak, to not self-censorship.
Justice for journalists like Ghislaine Dupont and her sound engineer Claude Verlon. Two senior professionals passionate about reporting.
Le Beechcraft cherche la piste de terre dans un paysage désertique chauffé à blanc par le soleil. Voilà Kidal. Carrés et rectangles de pierre surgissent du sable. Ce sont les maisons, tel un décor sur une scène de théâtre. Ghislaine Dupont, Claude Verlon, Kidal, RFI.
For Ghislaine's mother, she was above all passionate about life.
Ma fille avait tellement encore envie de vivre, avait tellement de projets.
My daughter loved life more than anything. She had so many plans. Today I didn't feel like getting dressed up, but I made myself beautiful for her. All this jewelry I'm wearing, everything I have, it's her. She was a diamond.
C'est elle. Pour moi, c'était un diamant.
She and other close friends and family met in Paris this week to try and keep the memory of Ghislaine and Claude alive. For them, the worst impunity is silence. For Radio France International, Christina Okello.